Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, this is the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC pro wrestling and entertainment news and commentary.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's Inconclusive Breakdown. I am Justin, your host, joined, as always, by Skeets. Vince is here.
Hi.
Hi.
I was here last week.
Oh, yeah. And Mr. Short's here this week, too. Two in a row.
Yay.
Yay. You woke up.
I almost didn't make it.
That's true. Oh, how's everybody's week?
Yeah.
It's a little weird in the podcast world, but we'll get to that a little bit later in the show.
It's fucking cold.
Fuck yeah, it's cold.
Shut the fuck up. I keep it cold all the time. I mean, like this, without the snow.
Yeah.
Snow's bad.
Snow and ice is bad.
It's foggy as fuck, like every day.
Oh, yeah. It was
in the morning. Cause
we're supposed to have thunderstorms this week.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know.
I'll take that.
Thunder snow.
Oh.
You've been thunder snowed.
Yeah. Icelandic got AC/DC.
God damn it.
Oh.
I thought it was funny.
It was. I liked it.
The mullet didn't, apparently.
Mullet? It's a mohawk.
As much as you bitched about the mohawk, I think you wouldn't get your hairstyle.
God damn it. I'm going back to bed. Mullet, mohawk, it's all white
it's
trash.
It's a mohawk.
All you need is a fucking rat tail.
I thought about it.
That's, yeah.
The wife said no.
Oh, good on her.
Finally put her foot down.
You can keep the mohawk, but I draw a line at a goddamn rat tail.
Yeah. I did not marry some 80s BMX punk, I'll be damned. You can stop it.
That's funny.
Just get into TV news. Supergirl. I watched the last episode because I wanted to see Red Tornado.
Were you excited?
Hey.
Ivan Ooze
was... They did the effects on him. I mean, granted, we all know the suit looks like garbage, but the like whirlwind effect and his wind powers, very well done. I was more than pleasantly surprised with that. Apparently, they are taking a cue from the new 52 comic book. It's where, like Superman, when he does his new solar flare thing, he's powerless for a day until he recharges. Spoiler alert, she's fighting Red Tornado at the end, uses the heat vision. It's not working. She kind of ramps it up, screams, goes crazy. Super heat vision blows up Red Tornado. Come find out at the end of the episode, she gets cut on a piece of glass. She's human. So, we shall see. But we do have some news. The CBS has ordered 7 more episodes, giving them a full season. Looks like it'll be an easy pickup for a second season. It was announced that there are no plans for a crossover with Flash, Arrow, or Legends of Tomorrow. They don't even know if they could legally do it. So,
well, of course they could.
You are getting Silver Banshee is coming to Supergirl. Shibby and Smythe. Cat Grant's latest hire at Catco. She is the worst fucking thing on that show. Calista Flockhart. She becomes a work nemesis for Kara, but proves a more deadly foe for Supergirl when she becomes DC villain Silver Banshee, adorned with an ancient spirit and powers equal to Supergirl's, but based in magic. Two are basically toe-to-toe in strength. So that will be your kind of villain going forward. It's not just a one-shot. It will be continuing. Next story. Looks like Peter Jackson, you know, the Lord of the Rings feller, the giant hobbit.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
Apparently he's going to direct an episode of Doctor Who. So, that's interesting.
He got lucky with the fucking Lord of the Rings movies. Have you seen his early shit?
Yes.
The only thing that saved those movies is the CG.
Yeah. I don't think he got lucky is he found a project that he was so passionate about. That he's like, I want to do this, and I want to do it right. And I have the means with the workshop to do the effects. So, lucky. Yeah, look at King Kong.
Peter Jackson, Mark?
Not really, I mean...
Really?
Yeah.
I figure you got some shit on your face, looks like.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Star Wars Rebels. The animated series has been picked up for a third season.
I want Clone Wars back.
Yeah, I would too, but there's a lot of cartoons I would bring back. Young Justice.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Patton Oswalt, you know that fella. He has been added to the new Mystery Science Theater 3000. He has the henchman to Felicia Day's Mad. Oswald's character will be known as TV's son of TV's Frank. Apparently, appropriately enough, because he is the son of the original Forrester henchman who was named
Frank.
TV's Frank. Yeah. So,
push the button, Frank.
Yep. Yawn. I'm out. David Letterman told a crowd at Ball State he's donating his old set, props, and other memorabilia to the university to be part of the David Letterman experience. The items will come from both of his late-night shows, Late Night and Late Show. The exhibit will be housed in the Letterman building on the Ball State campus. That's kind of cool. I wondered what they were kind of going to do with the set. I knew they trashed some of it. There were pictures of stuff in the garbage, but at least we're getting like a little museum out of it for anybody that goes to Ball State or Muncie. After lengthy negotiations, Fox has closed a development deal for Rambo New Blood. This is a TV series based on the film franchise with Sylvester Stallone executive producing. There are conflicting reports whether he has a deal in place to act on the show, but it will be about Rambo and his son. Though he, you know, he's producer, he could obviously step in and act. So you're going to get Son of Rambo. Has to be a half Asian kid. I mean, come on. It has to be.
I would hope it was.
As many Asians as he was banging. Yeah, come on.
FXX? Or
normal.
Regular Fox?
It just says Fox. So I would hope FX, but. Or FXX, but. Yeah, because I couldn't really see him doing it on network.
Man.
So. The annual Christmas in Washington TV special that airs on PBS.
Yes.
Canceled after 33-year run due to poor ratings and Obama. So.
We don't believe in Christmas here.
Yeah.
We got faith of all.
Yeah.
All religions.
That's almost a good Obama there. A little too pale, but.
Yeah. A lot pale.
Oh, yeah.
Damn near see it through.
Agent Carter TV show was originally scheduled. Shush. Your mouth. Mine don't work good now. It was originally scheduled to kick things off the two-hour premiere on January 5th, but the network is going to delay the show by 2 weeks because Obama. Apparently.
Shut the fuck up.
State of the Union.
Oh, God. Yeah.
They didn't want to have a skip in between episodes of the show. So they're going to wait 2 weeks, then do it. Thanks, Obama.
Because he's going to do away with their guns because of that false flag that happened in California.
We'll get there.
I mean, wait, what?
We'll get there. Oh, yes, it's an internet question. Cartoon Network, this was awesome news this week. Announced they are bringing back Samurai Jack.
I saw it on Facebook.
Tartovsky has been confirmed as participating in this continuation, but is unknown of his capacity as of now.
Yeah, that fucking guy.
Yeah.
Flaky son of a bitch.
Yeah, but man, he does good work when he does work.
I know, but you know,
I'd rather have wanted his Popeye done so bad. That looks so good.
I know,
but that wasn't him. That was studio fucked him. So they pulled out, not him.
That was Sony.
That sounds right. I think Sony sounds right.
Fuckers.
Heroes Reborn star Marco Garinzi is going to join The Flash as Joey Montalone.
God damn it, dude.
I'm not good with names. He's the metahuman that goes on to become Tar Pit. A vengeful metahuman with the ability to transform into molten asphalt. Think of him as like Sandman on Spider-Man.
That's Monte Leone.
Is it? Well, thank God one of us knows Italian.
Like Sergio Leone?
Oh, like the Western guy.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Wah, wah, wah. Seth MacFarlane has teased a possible Family Guy movie in the vein of the Simpsons movie, and there was something else, but I don't care.
I haven't watched that show in years.
No. I want to see Lois fuck a 2-liter.
Oh, you mean Jerome? I mean...
you can probably find that online.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Rule 34. Vince got the joke. All right.
Yay!
R/
cartoon porn!
R/ rule 34.
Oh, boy. That doesn't make me creepy.
We have Gotham news this week. They have cast Lori Petty, Tank Girl, and from Orange is the New Black. Point Break, yes. She will play Jerry, the flamboyant and enigmatic hostess of an underground club where mass murder and art are celebrated in equal measure.
Huh?
She gives clues to Bruce during his hunt for his parents' killer, but she and her gang of merry maniacs are less helpful when Detective Gordon comes calling. Gotham has also cast Michael Bowen from Breaking Bad as Patrick Matches Malone. According to the character description, he is one of Gotham's deadliest killers, a weathered, philosophical hitman who may be the trigger man behind one of the most important crimes in Gotham's history. This could be their Joe Chill, who killed Batman's parents. So,
you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Oh, Mr. Nicholson, yes. The Sci-Fi Network has put in development Harrow County. This is based off the comic The Dark Horse book, written by Cullen Bunn and illustrated by Tyler Cook. It will center on...
Crook?
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Yep. It will center on Emmy, who has always known that the deep, dark woods surrounding her home crawled with ghosts, goblins, and the restless dead. On the eve of her 18th birthday, she learns that she is connected to these creatures and to the land itself in a way she never imagined. For she is the reincarnation of a powerful witch who was put to death on the very day she was born. Emmy was born. For this reason, the townsfolk meant to kill her, too. In order to survive, she must embrace the unusual powers at her command. So, we're getting another comic book show, but it's not, you know, Marvel DC, so. It is sci-fi, which means it'll be canceled shortly.
It might even be good.
It might even be good, yeah. Constantine. Vince, I love this next story.
All right.
A new home shopping channel has liberals up in arms.
Sweet.
It's devoted exclusively to the sale of guns and guns accessories. The channel will be called Gun TV, will initially launch with programming between the hours of 1 a.m. and 7 a.m. Like other shopping networks, the channel will feature on-air personalities describing and demonstrating the products. Every hour, commercial breaks will give firearms manufacturers additional chances to hawk their wares.
Hey, man, have you seen this gun yet, man?
Along with PSAs about gun safety thrown in here and there. As for regulation, once a consumer purchases a gun from Gun TV online or by phone, it will be sent to their nearest federally licensed gun shop. And then
they'll be put on an NSA watch list.
Right. To this end, Gun TV has also already signed a distribution deal with Sports South, who is the wholesaler that supplies guns to Walmart. The consumer can fill out the proper paperwork for background check before returning to pick up their gun, which... Once the gun gets sent to your local shop, then you fill out your paperwork. Liberal groups are already petitioning cable networks to not carry it because, you know, guns are bad.
Don't sell them to brown people. I mean, wait. I'm sorry.
Crazy people. Crazy people.
We're trying to be politically correct
here. Ragheads. Last thing for TV news this week.
Dunkins.
It was shown in a closed meeting, but...
I didn't get nothing out of that.
But I know. I glossed over
it. I know.
Because I didn't know how to word this. This trailer was shown in a closed-door meeting. It has not leaked online, but a description has. It is the new Daredevil trailer.
Oh.
And it will feature a fight between him and the Punisher. So look for it to be online soon, probably.
Well, how the hell is Ben Affleck supposed to be Daredevil and Batman? Get it?
That's a good question. How's Johnny Storm also Captain America?
The black guy?
I can't take you anywhere. Chris Evans.
Oh. I was thinking of the black guy.
That movie isn't real.
It didn't happen. Fucking everybody was on that movie. Was like, what movie?
What movie? We were on vacation.
They defended it so much, and then...
Yeah.
What movie?
I don't remember that. There's no Fantastic Four movie.
With a black guy? Fuck.
And a Hacker Doom? Yeah. Speaking of movie news, let's just talk about Batman vs. Superman trailer that we watched just a minute ago. What'd you think?
It looks pretty awesome.
Yep, except for...
Except for Lex Luthor.
And a lot of people are going... I saw everybody, you know, because when it came out, everybody's obvious reaction online was, what the hell's wrong with Lex?
That's his boy.
That's right. That's the son. That's not your normal Lex Luthor. This is Alexander Luthor.
Yes.
So, calm down.
Which I said that a year ago when the goddamn trailer broke.
Yep. And... he looks so fucking annoying. Sounds so fucking annoying.
Yeah, but who are they going to cast as Lex, though?
I don't know.
The old man.
The old man.
That's the million-dollar question right there.
I'd bring back Spacey. I liked Kevin Spacey as Lex.
They need a big guy for Lex Luthor.
That's kind of, yeah. Man, if they didn't cast him as Kingpin, D'Onofrio...
Oh, yeah.
...would be... Yeah.
He'd pull it off.
He'd pull it off. But I think he's kind of busy. Yeah, you got to see Doomsday, which I saw immediately people online were going, that's not Doomsday, that's Bizarro. No, that's Doomsday. And what I think a lot of people glossed over, and you see it for a real split second in the desert fight scene, you notice the little flying creatures?
I wasn't paying attention.
Right, you have to kind of be noticing it. Those are parademons. Which means Doomsday is your, okay, we got to get the Trinity together to fight Doomsday, but I think your big reveal at the end is going to be Darkseid.
Oh,
because parademons are the first wave he sends before he comes to a planet. And that would lead into your Justice League movie. If the Trinity can beat Doomsday, but oh shit, there's Darkseid, we need everybody. So
everybody.
Everybody. We have more DC movie news. They announced a long time ago about a Cyborg solo movie. It looks like that is going to turn into a Teen Titans movie, which I'm all for.
Yeah.
And now the Titans, Blackbird, whatever they were going to call it, TNT series, that's kind of up in the air now.
Hmm.
So if we're not going to do the TV series, we might just turn it into the Cyborg movie. The Justice League movie may spin off a Green Lantern Corps movie. Starring both Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart. No, not the Daily Show fucker. I knew that's where you were going.
No, I was thinking about, what's his name, is Green Lantern?
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, he did a good job.
He did good, but the script was garbage, yes.
Who are they going to get to play all these people for the Justice League movie? That's why I don't...
We know Momoa's Aquaman... Some weird kid is Flash, which you will probably get a Flash cameo in Batman Superman. And we know Aquaman's in it, obviously. That's about all the casting lead member-wise. I mean, you'd have to cast...
Green Lantern.
Both Green Lanterns, if you're doing Hal and Jon Stewart.
Well, and you got to do Red Tornado.
No, we're not doing Red Tornado.
He is in.
I know, but if we're... Well, shit, if we're going to cast entire Justice League, that's about 80 people.
Yeah. Exactly. Martian Manhunter, Red Tornado.
That's the one I want to see, is Martian Manhunter.
I mean, to really do it right.
Yeah, but... This
to
is
do
DC,
it justice, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
What are you giving me that for, fucker?
Some of their casting is spot on. Batfleck. I have hopes for Batfleck because in the trailer, you do going to see that little Bruce Wayne smirk when he's asked about...
Now, did either one of them...
Vigilante, and he kind of gives him the smirk, and I'm like, oh, yes. Yeah.
Did either one of them know the other one was who they were?
At the time, I don't think so. At the time that part of the trailer's in the movie, I don't think so.
He couldn't take the glasses off mentally.
Yeah.
And, like, dude, come
he
on.
He is the world's greatest detective, so, yeah.
He didn't have a curl in his hair, so...
That's true.
Oh, it threw Batman off.
It threw fucking Batman off, yes. I think that desert scene, that fight scene... That might not be real. That might be like a... It could happen in the future type of thing somebody sees. So, I don't know. Because where he flies down and all the guards kneel, I don't know if that's... I think that could be either like a dream or a nightmare or could happen in the future thing. But we'll see. I don't know. I haven't read the script. Zach Galligan. You know him. From Gremlins.
The kid?
The kid.
Oh.
He's confirmed the Gremlins 3 is coming.
Oh, boy.
It will not be a reboot or a remake. It will be a sequel.
Cool.
Stevie Cake's going to be in it?
I don't know.
And her boobs?
And her boobs. We have a Mallrats 2 update. Yay, I'm kind of excited for this movie.
Yay.
17 of the 18 original characters are coming back. The only one not confirmed, obviously, Batfleck.
Oh, yeah.
He'll show up. Come on.
He will.
Plus, you're getting 6 new characters. There will be a Comic-Con going on at the mall, so you're going to get all types of Kevin Smith friends, yeah, cameos. Huge spoiler, if you don't want to know the end of Mallrats.
Stanley will be in it.
Stanley will obviously be in it. Here's the spoiler. The mall will be blown up at the end of the movie.
Of course it will. And Kevin will be in it.
No, he dies in Moose Jaws.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Or Silent Bob does.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that will start filming in about a month.
That's fantastic.
So if you're in the...
Wonder who they couldn't get to come back. Oh, Bat. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was thinking Claire Forlani.
Nope, she's back. Everybody's back, really, so...
Buttman. That arrogant dick who works in Fashionable Male.
Yes. A very uncomfortable place. We know they're doing the Doctor Strange movie, right? And it's with Cumbersnooch, Little Batch, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, in 2008, there was a proposal for a Doctor Strange movie that would have been written by Neil Gaiman and directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, Jesus.
Why was this not done? This Gaiman kind of let it out on Twitter that they had proposed it. Marvel had turned it down. Shush.
That sounds awesome.
Imagine how dark and twisted that would have been.
You know, can you imagine how good that would have been?
Yeah, how good that would have been.
No, we'll just do it this way.
Yeah. Skeets, be quiet.
Fantastic Four.
Oh, why?
I'm just saying.
7 months ahead of its release of the new Ghostbusters movie that we're about. Coca-Cola looks like they're going to be rolling out Hi-C Ecto Cooler, bringing it back.
Fuck yeah.
The company has filed a trademark patent in September for the orange tangerine flavored drink, and it was approved in November.
Fucking so A.
You're getting Ecto Cooler back.
God, I've had it.
And Surge, and. Well, I know Surge is back. So. Diabetes.
You can't have any.
I know I can't.
It'll kill you.
Well, maybe I will. Fred Decker, who wrote Monster Squad.
Fucking A.
Says that his Predator 4 script is complete. He is writing the new Predator movie. I'm kind of excited about that.
I am too. So.
Looks like after X-Men Apocalypse, Fox will turn its attention to Josh Boone's New Mutants movie. Hmm. So you're going to get... The New Mutants movie will be set in that X-Men world that will be set up after Apocalypse. So they're going to do that. And if that goes well, then you can tie it into your new X-Men movie. So,
yeah.
You seen Predators?
Is that the one they're all in the jungle fighting?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Yeah. Christopher McQuarrie will be back to write and direct Mission Impossible 6 with Vanilla Midget Tom Cruise.
I haven't watched those since the second one.
The last one's... It's a stunt movie. It's Tom Cruise saying, what can I do stunt-wise? He wants to be a stuntman so bad. So he just does. Yeah. So, okay. If you get a third Anchorman movie, which is a possibility, it would most likely be about Ron Burgundy and his reaction to the rise of internet news. I don't want a third Anchorman movie.
No.
We didn't want a second Anchorman movie.
Not really, no.
Nor the first one.
Well, the first one was okay because Christina Applegate. She saved it. And Steve Carell going, I love Lamp. Gods of Egypt director Alex Piraeus has apologized, and so has Lionsgate Studio, for casting mostly white actors in his upcoming film based on Egyptian mythology. The filmmaker and studio Lionsgate issued separate statements on Friday, acknowledging the controversy sparked by the release of the film's first trailer 2 weeks ago, featuring a cast led by Scottish actor Gerard Butler and Danish actor Nicolaj Coster-Waldau. So apparently, you didn't cast the right color.
But they wanted the Nubian ones?
Yeah. which would have made zero money. Tyler Perry presents Gods of Egypt.
You're telling me
Horus as Medea.
Them motherfuckers crossed the Sahara, built the pyramids, and then walked back to live in shit huts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, history.
History.
Wink, wink.
Facts aren't real.
If you really wanted to impress me, they would have been aliens.
Yeah, the gods, then it would have been a 2-hour special in the History Channel.
The gods of Egypt are actually aliens.
Yeah, with a Greek guy going, I told you.
Aliens.
Aliens.
What else could it be but aliens?
Oh, I don't know. People. Yeah. Star Wars news. Yay. Carrie Fisher. You know her. She's Princess Leia. She has revealed that in order for her to return to the role of Princess Leia, she was pressured to lose 35 pounds by Disney. So, you know, that's immediately started a little bit of backlash against Disney about that. Lupita Nyong'o, the black actress from 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Her Star Wars role was cut down drastically by JJ in the final edit because apparently she struggled so much. Her role, let's see. Disney used advanced motion capture technology to transform her into the alien Maz Kanata. And apparently she had a lot of trouble with it. They had to go in and redub almost all her lines.
Hmm.
Just so her role got cut down a lot. So now I know which toy not to buy. Carrie Fisher again was asked about Disney getting rid of all the Slave Leia merchandise. Here's her quote. I think it's stupid. And then she elaborated, the father who flipped out about it, what am I going to tell my kid about why she's in that outfit? Tell them that a giant slug captured me and forced me to wear that stupid outfit. Then I killed him because I didn't like it. And then I took it off backstage. You know, explain shit to your kids. Don't, oh my God, boobs. You know.
I kind of twitched there thinking that she took it off.
Carrie Fisher back in the day, man. Yeah.
I'd side fuck her now, to be honest with you.
Just to say you did?
I'd do it over and over and over again.
Well,
I'd make a weekend of it at least and be proud of it.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Better videotape. For air quote proof.
For spank bank material.
Yeah. It looks like your live action Pinocchio that was supposed to be directed by Paul Thomas Anderson will not be directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. He has backed out of the project. This is the same guy that directed Boogie Nights and There Will Be Blood. Because, you know, all I want to see is Pinocchio going, it's just you and me, buddy.
Looking at his nose.
Looking at his
you
nose.
You and me, buddy.
That's right. Do you know Terry Funk?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy-ass wrestler was in Roadhouse.
Yes.
The late, great Patrick Swayze.
You almost said Stewart.
I did. I about made Trekkies cry everywhere.
Yes, apparently, you're right, Trekkies.
Apparently he was unaware that a Roadhouse reboot was even in the works. Which it definitely explains his reaction after being told of Ronda Rousey's involvement in it. God damn it, I love Terry Funk. Here's his quote. You've got to be fucking kidding me. Ronda Rousey and Roadhouse, they're making a remake and I'm not in it? And she is? That's bullshit. She doesn't belong in there. I'd like to go ahead and get her in the goddamn ring. It wouldn't take me 10 rounds to kick her ass. Oh, concussions are bad. I love Terry Funk. God damn it.
He's right, though.
Yeah, he's right. Jason Priestley from Beverly Hills 90210 is directing a biopic about Phil Hartman called Nice Guy Phil with veteran actor Darren Norris, who does mostly voice acting. He's the voice of Cosmo from Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh.
He will be starring as the late comedian.
Yeah. Oh.
So, and he does do a pretty good Phil Hartman voice. Huh. So,
no shit.
Yeah. YouTube is looking to secure rights to TV shows and movies to stream on its new YouTube Red subscription service, which is, I guess, like their Netflix, but I'm not paying for YouTube. Sorry.
No. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
How do you pronounce that last name?
Aaron Guzkowski. Guzkowski.
Better than I would have done.
There you go.
Who wrote Prisoners? The movie Prisoners is in negotiations to write the next installment of Friday the 13th. Because remember, they were going to do it, and now they've scrapped everything, starting over again. This is the part that I didn't understand. Michael Bay is going to produce this movie. Which means when Jason cuts off somebody's head,
it's gonna explode.
It's gonna explode.
Fucking balls of fire everywhere.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Sad news. Famed actor Robert Loggia died at 85. Probably best known for Jesus. He was in everything.
That commercial.
Yes, he was like, in
15 years ago.
Yes.
Look, it's Robert Loggia. He's drinking orange juice.
Yeah, the Minute Maid premium. Yeah. Probably Scarface, Big, where he does the dancing with Tom Hanks on the keyboard. So, yeah, he was in a ton of stuff. Passed away. Last thing for movie news this week, Ryan Coogler, who directed Creed, apparently he is now the front runner and in talks to direct Black Panther for Marvel. So, with everything I've heard about Creed being fantastic, okay. I don't care if he's white or black. If you get a good director to do these movies.
He's black?
Yeah. It's fine. I don't care. As long as he's good.
Yeah.
Yep. Comic book news. There's not a lot this week. The final issue of Secret Wars number 9 has been delayed again to the 6th of January. Originally planned for publication in the beginning of October, to coincide with all new, all different Marvel relaunch, the final issue of Marvel's Big Summer 2015 event will now be 3 months late. Nobody is saying why.
The end of Secret Wars and the beginning of all new Marvel are overlapping by like 5 months?
Yes.
That's good.
Most of the all new, all different will be on issue 3 by the time the end of Secret Wars comes out. Which is fucking ridiculous. I did read a lot of the new number ones that came out. Totally Awesome Hulk with the Asian Hulk kid. Garbage.
It sounds like it's
terrible. Extraordinary X-Men looks okay just because of Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
Daredevil, the new relaunch Daredevil, he's kind of mentoring a new hero. That's probably the best book out of all the Marvel ones they've launched so far. Hmm. On January 6th, the participating comic book shops, Marvel will give away a 32-page comic that reprints 14 of their hip-hop covers variants that they did. They're putting them all together in a book and giving it out for free. So if you were a sucker and paid for all those variant covers, you're a sucker.
I'm not a comic book nerd like you guys are.
Hey, yeah, your mouth is over there. Paul Dini.
What the fuck?
It was the best, worst insult I could come up with off the top of my head. Paul Dini, who created basically the Justice League animated, Batman animated, and created Harley Quinn, is writing a one-off graphic novel about Batman. It will be released, even though it will be released not through DC, but through Vertigo. Through their Vertigo imprint. It will be 121 pages. Will be drawn by Eduardo Rizzo, who drew for Vertigo's 100 Bullets. So, I'm interested in that. Dini's awesome, so.
Yeah.
I did catch, he did an interview with Kevin Smith on Fat Man on Batman, which was really good. And all they talked about was how he wrote that episode of Batman the Animated Series. It always makes Kevin Smith cry. Where the little girl dies. Is she Ace? She's in the Royal Flush Gang. She's the child in the Royal Flush Gang. And she's going to explode or something. She's going to die. But Batman goes in to like defeat her, but he basically just sits down in a swing with her because she don't want to die alone. And it's fucking heart-wrenching, but yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing that one.
You can find it on YouTube.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch it now. Shit.
Yeah, you will cry.
The animated series was fantastic.
Some of the best Batman stories or just stories in general were
one of my favorite Christmas shows is Batman Christmas, the special.
Is that the Mr. Freeze episode?
No, that's the Joker one.
The Joker one.
Yeah, where the Joker escapes and the Robin's trying to get him to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which was on last night.
We watched it last night.
Did you?
We didn't watch it on TV. It was on the movie. First time I've ever actually sat down and watched most of it.
Yeah. Great movie.
It's not bad.
No. I lost my spot. Hey, there it is. Marvel has announced their next X-Men crossover will be called Apocalypse Wars, which I'm kind of interested in because since Apocalypse is the, I guess they're calling him like the first mutant, I guess there ever was, yeah. And now that all mutants are under attack and sterile because of the Inhumans' Terrigen Mists, is he going to be the new mutant savior and fix everything or what? So we shall see. The last thing for comic book news this week, and this was a big surprise. DC's been doing this stuff where they're dropping people from books just unexpectedly. Gotham Academy artist Carl Kershaw has announced he is leaving the series. This week came out Gotham Academy 12. He's done. He's off the book now. So another one of these weird, abrupt drop-offs of books. So we will go into professional wrestling news this week. And this kind of ties into a movie news. The movie coming out, Concussion, with Will Smith, about where he's the concussion doctor going after the NFL and stuff like that, is going to portray WWE medical director Dr. Joseph Maroon as an incompetent, willing pawn for the NFL cover-up. Dr. Maroon is the head neurologist for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and one that has denied that CTE and concussions are bad, kids. Yeah. So, this is also the guy that also has a lawsuit against CM Punk in court because Punk called him out for being a terrible doctor. So, we told you last week about how Brad Maddox was fired for using the words cocky pricks in a promo. He has now got his new name for his post-WWE career. He won't be Brad Maddox because that's WWE. He will be Mad Braddox.
Nice.
Which is awesome. WWE is looking to take legal action against him and Pro Wrestling Tees, which he's selling t-shirts through, for trademark infringement over the new name. They think it is too close to his WWE name, so we're probably going to sue you. So, God, you stupid. WWE has sent out their latest fan council survey, this was on Monday night, looking to find out why the show is losing so many viewers and ways to improve the overall product. It is like 35 questions long and in-depth. And
You suck.
And one of the questions is about Monday Night Football. They still think they're losing so many viewers to Monday Night Football. You're not. The show's just really bad because the writing.
And the NFL sucks too, so.
Well, yeah. Speaking of...
Yeah, the writing on the NFL is pretty bad, too.
Well, Thursday night's game was awesome with the Packers' Hail Mary at the end. But speaking of WWE creative, Mick Foley's son, Dewey, has joined the WWE creative staff. His 23-year-old son, and this story pisses me off. Because when I've applied 5 different times for WWE creative, I always get their return letter saying, or email, saying all the requirements that you must have. 5 years, or you must have like a degree in writing, creative writing, and you must have television writing experience. Mick Foley's kid's 23. They want at least 4 or 5 years of TV writing experience before you can even get in to be considered, but how did his kid get in if it wasn't nepotism and, hey, hire my kid for creative and hire my cute daughter for backstage interviews, maybe?
Yeah, nepotism.
Yeah. So.
Duh.
Yeah. Just drives me nuts.
It's all who you know, buddy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I don't know nothing. Or nobody. Right. Except Vince.
I'm a somebody.
Yes, you are.
I'm somebody's bitch! That's it.
And I'm pretty sure you're on a couple watch lists.
Oh, good.
Former WWE diva Melina, her split, pun intended, with Lucha Underground was not due to an attitude issue. She only signed up for a one-time appearance that was the Lucha Underground season finale. The producers tried to get her locked down to a long-term deal before the season finale, but she would only sign on for a one-shot. Both parties agreed to leave the door open for season two, but once the storylines were already in place, producers had decided to go in a different direction than they initially planned for Johnny Mundo, so she was there, showed up at the end, she's going to be gone, she will be replaced with another girl. So it was not due to her attitude issue, which that's hounded her for years as she was hard to work with. So, sad news about the passing of Donald Haviland, known to wrestling fans as the Extreme Shaw, Hack Myers. Apparently he passed away early 40s following complications from a recent brain surgery. So that was, I think that hit last night. WWE has listed the following list of items that are banned from WWE live events. These are your house shows, Raw and SmackDown tapings, pay-per-views. Bags and briefcases. Because who doesn't take a briefcase unless you're fucking IRS back in the Million Dollar Man days?
Yeah, I always take one. Yeah, well, handcuffed to my arm.
Handcuffed to my arm. That's right. Backpacks. Can't take a backpack. Backpack, backpack.
Sorry.
Can I take my map?
All of a sudden, I thought you went Dora the Explorer on me, honest to God.
I want to take my map.
I want to take my map, yes. Women's purses. Small clutch bags are allowed, but not a purse. Video cameras or recording devices. Everybody does it on their phone, so you're kind of screwed there.
Yeah.
Laser pointers or noisemakers. Weapons of any kind. Alcoholic beverages, illegal drugs, or paraphernalia. Selfie sticks are not allowed. Laptop computers or tablets. Coolers. Luggage of any kind. Because who takes their fucking luggage anyway? Camera bags.
Goddamn laptop.
Yeah. Camera bags. Or masks. Only WWE brand masks will be permitted. So you can't wear your own mask. It's just stupid. Just stop.
Her tits are huge. Mick Foley's daughter.
Oh, Noelle?
Yeah. Sorry.
As always, Vince was sidetracked by boobs.
Yeah.
So the WWE has TSA.
Yeah, basically security. We're going to have TSA screeners.
That's okay. I'll never go to a fucking WWE wrestling event, so...
It's been... When was the last live event I went to?
We'll just stick to backyard wrestling.
That's right. Holy shit, it's...
Oh, my TV.
I think my last live event was college.
Hmm.
There was a house show in Evansville I think we went to. Someone hacked Jim Ross's social media accounts and put up that he had died. This is false. He did not die, but he was hacked. And the last thing for wrestling news this week, Chikara had their season finale last night. And I believe this is a first for a quote-unquote major wrestling promotion, but Princess Kimberly won the Grand Championship. I believe she is the first female world champion anywhere. It's not like a women's division, but I could be wrong. I don't know. Chikara is awesome. Watch it.
Watch it.
Video game news. There's a bunch this week.
Go ahead.
Oh, God damn it.
You got all the shit I got, so go ahead.
He's been talking for like an hour.
Yeah, with the wrong shit. I'll start.
Thank you.
I'll start. Since your voice box hurts from sucking so much cock. You like that?
It was a Thursday night. What the fuck do you expect me to do?
Konami.
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday. Konami?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Bans Metal Gear Solid creator. Yeah. Kojima.
Yep.
Hideo, yeah, from the Game Awards. The Game Awards that I had no idea about. I saw it on Steam, and I was like, yeah, okay. I'm playing video games now. So, I do have the winners of the Video Game Awards.
Okay, to follow up on that, a lawyer for Konami reportedly barred him from attending nor accepting his award. Kiefer Sutherland accepted one of Metal Gear's awards on his behalf. When the news was revealed by the host, the crowd booed in protest. So, for Kojima to be banned from picking up a fucking award.
Yeah, that, you know, he was the
man on,
you know. Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That's why I don't watch award shows. Okay, best family game, Super Mario Maker.
I want to play that so bad.
Best fighting game, Mortal Kombat 10.
X, okay.
10 in Roman numerals.
Fine.
God damn it, you need to learn how to
fancy
read.
Fancy bastard.
Where was I at? Best multiplayer, Splatoon, which was kind of...
Is that the Nickelodeon game?
I don't think it's Nickelodeon.
Splatoon,
yeah, it's paintball stuff. Okay. I guess it really does have pretty good multiplayer from what I've been told. Best mobile handheld game, Lara Croft Go. Esports Team of the Year, Optic Gaming. Esports Player of the Year, Kenny S. Shrub, of course. Everybody needs
Kenny
that.
Kenny McCormick.
That's right.
Esports Game of the Year, Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Imagine that.
Yeah, that wasn't really...
yeah.
Up for apparently debate. You can play Counter-Strike with a Guitar Hero controller and your gun turns into a guitar.
Really?
It was on Reddit.
Holy shit, I'm going to try that. Most anticipated game, No Man's Sky. Best narrative, Her Story. Trending gamer, Greg Miller. Best indie game, Rocket League. Which, I don't know, it's soccer with cars.
Soccer with cars, yeah.
Nobody here would like it. What was that? Best sports racing game, Rocket League, again, for whatever fucking reason.
Yeah.
Games for Impact, Life is Strange. Best fan creation, Portal Stories, Mel. Yeah, Portal.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong with Portal.
No.
Developer of the Year, CD Projekt Red. They did Witcher 3.
Oh, okay.
Best art direction, Ori and Blind Forest, Moon Studios, Microsoft Studios. Best action adventure game, Metal Gear 5.
Yep.
Best soundtrack, Metal Gear 5. Best performance was Viva Seifert for Her Story. And the game of the year, The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt.
Was that a surprise?
No, not really. People really thought Fallout 4 was going to take it.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of what I meant to over Fallout.
No, The Witcher 3 is really, really good.
Yeah.
No Divinity Original Sin, no Pillars of Eternity. Really no RPGs. It's all shoot 'em up, bang bang.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's depressing.
Pretty much.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Because that's sad. I'm going to cry now.
Well, I'll go now.
You go.
WB Games Montreal. This is the one that did Arkham Origins. Is developing not one, but two new titles based on DC Comics.
Dose.
One will be another Batman or Bat Family game. And the other is still unknown, but rumored to be an open world game. Probably like DC Universe Online, maybe.
Mm.
We talked about Kojima. The Mortal Kombat X reveal of the new DLC, which I showed Vince the trailer for this before we started the show, and he got moist.
I gotta get it. I gotta have PS4.
Yeah. Leatherface.
Fucking Leatherface. Just for Leatherface alone.
Bo Rai Cho, you're drunk, of course. Triborg, which is a mashup of Smoke, Sector,
and Cyborg.
Cyrax.
Oh, Cyrax, yeah.
And a fucking Xenomorph.
Yeah.
But not just any Xenomorph. A Baraka Xenomorph, because he has the arm claws that shoot out. Oh, holy shit. Now you can put fucking Leatherface against Jason. I just want to see the fatalities. You know one of them's got to be a chest burster.
Oh, yeah.
And the Xenomorph, and Leatherface will cut somebody in half.
And then eat them.
And then eat them. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, it is going to be good.
Starting, I wrote this yesterday, so it should be today. PS4 owners will be able to hit up the digital store and select from a variety of PS2 classics that have been ported over.
Mm.
They started talking about they were going to start porting for PS4. Here is the initial lineup. Dark Cloud, Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Rogue Galaxy, The Mark of Kree, Twisted Metal Black, War of the Monsters. Others slated as coming soon will be Parappa the Rapper 2, Fantavision, Ark the Lad, Twilight of the Spirits, The King of Fighters 2000. So, they're starting to port, but you gotta rebuy them.
I would probably rebuy Twisted Metal Black.
Fuck, I love that game.
God damn it, I played the fuck out of that motherfucker.
That was the one, like, the porcelain doll mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I unlocked every one of their stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did too. I just sat
completely.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that brought me back to like playing the original like Twisted Metals, and then what was there? Like there was a clone. Was it Vigilante 8?
Yeah, yeah.
You ever play that one?
No, I know what you. I've heard of it.
Okay, I would like a new one of that.
First, yeah, that ain't no shit.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to watch this video of a guy playing with the Guitar Hero controller.
Ah. The last thing for game news.
That's fucking retarded.
And this isn't really video game news. This is, I guess, tabletop news and kind of local. Gen Con is expanding. They will no longer be in the convention center. They're moving to Lucas Oil Stadium. Holy shit, that's big.
Yeah, it's big.
But remember, these are the same people that said, Indiana's so bad with your gay laws that we're pulling out.
They're not going anywhere.
Nope, you're expanded, bitch. So
they make so much money off that.
Yes.
They're not leaving.
No.
Why the fuck would they do that?
No.
They're stupid.
So Gen Con will be at Lucas Oil starting this next year. So awesome.
I kind of chuckled. We're just going to leave. I'm like, you ain't going
nowhere. You got
nowhere.
Contract through 2021. Shut up.
You know, and lose all that money? Fuck you.
No, you're not. Sports news. The big news is Kobe. Kobe announced this will be his last season. He is going to retire. He wants to keep playing, but his body won't let him. So he's calling it a quits. David Price has agreed to a 7-year, $217 million deal with the Boston Red Sox. Which sucks because I know the Cubs were looking at him, but I can't see paying that kind of money. Apparently, the NFL is looking to possibly put not only one, but two teams in Los Angeles. A town that hates football.
The Colts and the Bengals.
The Rams and the Chargers are my probable picks. Even though it should be, well, my guess is Jacksonville will end up as the London Sissy Nannies. So, yeah, that makes sense.
The Ravens can go to L.A. and we'll ship the Colts back to
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah. I'd like having an NFL team. Even though I don't really like the NFL.
But yeah.
We need just built that big stadium.
We need pack it full of NHL.
I didn't want to.
Oh, that'd be
let's good. Get a hockey team.
I didn't want it.
I didn't care.
I
hardly ever go downtown.
Apparently there is bad reaction to ESPN and Nissan removing Navy quarterback and newly named ACC Offensive Player of the Year Keenan Reynolds from the main page of their Heisman House fan vote ballot, making him only eligible as a write-in candidate. This is significant because for a couple weeks now, he has been leading the fan vote by a huge margin over Alabama running back Derrick Henry. This is a big deal because whoever wins this online thing actually gets a real Heisman vote. They get one vote counted towards him. So, I mean, he's not going to win even if he wins the vote, but it kind of shows that, hey, we want you to vote for this guy, not this guy. So, good on you, ESPN, fuckers.
People still watch ESPN?
Not a lot. They've dropped like 7 million subscribers in the last couple years.
You know, the only time I watch ESPN, seriously, is when we go to like a fucking restaurant or something. Yeah, that ain't no shit.
And it's, on?
It's on, yeah.
Or women's beach volleyball.
I don't even watch it then.
Curling.
Curling is on NBC Sports Network, and oh. It's almost back, Winter Olympics. Oh, sorry. Speaking of Olympics, thank you for
Winter
the segue.
Olympics, is this year?
No, was, now I'm sad.
It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but you said Winter Olympics.
I thought it was this year. It's not. I apologize. But speaking of the Olympics, have shown that the water in Rio, where they're going to have the Olympics, is heavily polluted with raw sewage.
No.
Imagine fucking that. Tests carried out by the Associated Press have found that the waters around Rio de Janeiro are heavily and dangerously contaminated, even out to 1 kilometer at sea. New tests bring further doubt on Rio's ability to safely hold the Olympics next year. Tests are the second series carried out by the AP, who found in July that the waters had disease-causing virus levels 1.7 million times higher than what would cause extreme alarm in the U.S. or Europe.
I'm telling you, invade Mexico, take it over, and then start on South America, because, I mean, look, dude, seriously?
Pour some bleach on it.
I can't even.
You do know that, like, we're going to put swimmers out there to do the events, and they're going to come up as the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You all live in shit? Okay.
That is Rio.
I
yeah, bad
deal. I don't get it, man. Whatever.
Last thing for sports news, and it sucks balls, but it ties into music. Your Super Bowl halftime.
Oh, God.
Coldplay.
Look at the stars.
Because nothing says masculine, head-smashing football like
fucking
Chris
Coldplay.
Martin. Yeah.
Hey.
Gwyneth Paltrow's ex.
He was fucking her, though, right?
Maybe.
Or she was fucking him.
Well, they have kids, so apparently something happened in the test tube, so.
Well, she sounds like she likes to fuck. Have you ever listened to her?
Yeah.
On interviews?
Yeah, that is true.
She's like, I want it in every hole. Give it to me.
Oh, she said that?
That's the best Stephanie McMahon impersonation I've ever heard. Music news, Mr. Short.
Okay. Maynard James Keenan.
Oh, here we go again.
Said in an interview with some magazine, Sound Magazine, I think. He said, no one on the planet wants the Tool album done more than I do.
Well, yeah, you got to make that money. If you're calling your fans fucking retards. Yeah, I guess the line ain't selling, huh, Maynard?
Yeah, I don't really believe that.
I don't even, I'm not even going to buy.
No.
I'm not even going to get it.
No.
Man, I was so hyped for it, too. I was so fucking hyped. And then he said that shit.
Yeah. It's like...
Like, really, dude?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. I love Tool, but good lord.
Yeah, they fucked up.
Guns and Ruses. Guns and Ruses.
Ruses?
Guns and the Ruses.
Guns and the Ruses.
Better than the Maiden.
Guns and Roses reunion tour is definitely happening.
Yes!
25 dates are lined up.
No Indianapolis date.
And there's apparently a hang-up.
No Fort Wayne date either, is there?
They're talking about whether they're going to do Coachella or not.
Mm.
I don't care.
Welcome to Coachella! We got a fun case!
A record of...
I just love the Guns N' Roses new writer. You know how it used to be like cocaine and Jack Daniels? Yeah. It's just going to be like man-witch. Vegan shit.
It's a man-witch and it gave me the shits. Sorry.
My name's Axel. I like man-witch.
My name's Axel Rose.
My face is all pulled back.
I have long braids in my hair. He looks awful.
He should just come out bald. Just fuck it. We know you're bald, Axel.
A record of Pink Floyd's first ever recordings from 1965 will be released next year. They apparently released 6 of their original recordings, their first ever recordings from 1965. They released it in last week or last year. I don't remember the whole story, but they released it in like the UK or something, right. But they're going to do it wide release next year.
I never could really get into Pink Floyd.
I love Pink Floyd.
Here and there, but like to sit down, like I'm going to listen to this whole album, I can't do it. I get lost.
I love the show.
I could listen. I could sit and listen to The Wall all day long.
I could listen to goddamn Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Just
I think Wall, I can mostly get through The Wall, but Dark Side most of the way through, and then I'm like, I think I wake up because I probably fell asleep.
I'd probably fall asleep too.
That's your inner chakra though working. You gotta listen to it the whole. Yeah,
and you gotta eat mushrooms.
Yeah.
Oh well, there's my problem.
Yeah.
The special kind.
Oh,
not just.
Just eat some DMT and listen. You'll be all right.
Damn, Joe Rogan, stop it.
Just punch yourself in the dick.
Oh no.
Oh.
Not again. Never again.
It is illegal in the UK to store or back up music using cloud storage or to rip CDs to your computer.
What?
It just happened. I guess they had a lawsuit.
It's been like that for a while, though, hasn't it?
But, well, they just made it illegal to store or back up music to the cloud.
Fuck that.
You don't own it.
If you bought the CD, you own it.
You know what? I'm glad I don't listen to music anymore. Just old shit.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And the final story, Scott Weiland.
Oh, yeah.
Found dead in his tour bus.
I was kind of surprised. I was like, oh, shit, he died. And I was like, oh, shit, he died?
Yeah. He was found dead on the tour bus. He was on tour with Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts.
Right.
His wife is saying that he was off drugs for a while, but they found cocaine in the tour bus. Tommy Black, the bassist for the Wildabouts, was arrested for cocaine possession, where Scott was found dead.
I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine.
Yeah, that's when I saw that. I was like, oh. And your first thought is sadly your first thought's OD.
Yeah,
you know, something happened or heart attack.
Well, he died, it was a cardiac arrest.
Was it heart attack?
Which, tends to happen when you do cocaine.
Cocaine. So, yeah.
So well, he's a whole drug.
He survived by his wife Jamie and their and two children Noah and Lucy from a previous marriage.
Yeah, feel bad for the kids and the wife, but
yeah,
that sucks.
That all good, you got? Good on you, you piece of shit.
Yeah, that it.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I have a few things. Sinead O'Connor.
Oh yeah,
did you see this one?
Yeah,
her nothing compares to you, Justin.
She is confirmed safe. After posting a disturbing message on Facebook where she had admitted to taking a bottle of pills in a suicide attempt because of some ongoing family issue between her kids and her baby's daddies and not letting them see her and nobody liked her, so she took a bottle of pills in a hotel room, but she was found and she is safe. So
yeah, she's been teetering on the lunatic for a long time.
Yes. About 25 years.
Yeah.
The lineup for Rock on the Range.
Yeah.
It was announced. Did you see this?
I saw part of it. It doesn't really...
Your headliners are the Chili Peppers, Disturbed, and Rob Zombie. Your other bands will be Hell Yeah, which this is kind of big because this will be the first time Vinnie Paul is back in Columbus since Dime was shot and killed.
Oh.
So... Shinedown, Five Finger Death Punch, Bring Me the Horizon, A Day to Remember, Megadeth, how did they not get a headlining spot? At the Drive-In, Lamb of God, 6 a.m., Pennywise, Bullet for My Valentine, Steel Panther.
Fuck yeah.
Ghost, Wolf Mother, Clutch, Seven Wolf Dust,
Mother.
Seven Dust, Pop Evil, Asking Alexandria, Trivium, Between the Buried and Me, P.O.D. P.O.D.'s still a thing. Saint Anosia, I don't know that one. Highly Suspect, The Sword, Sick Puppies, Andrea Wilson, and Butcher Babies.
It sounds kind of good, actually.
Yeah.
Well, Lamb of God and Megadeth, that's going to be... Chris Adler plays drums for both of them.
Yeah.
Then that's going to be good.
Steel Panther and Ghost, two of the most opposite.
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of Ghost. I got some weird shit.
Yeah.
Fucking, are you kidding? Yeah, but Pennywise.
Pennywise.
Yeah, Wolf Mother.
I'm going to have to figure out when Lamb of God's playing.
Yeah. Last thing I have for music news this week is the drum kit used by Ringo Starr in more than 200 performances between May of 63 and February of 64. These are the ones that he played on Can't Buy Me Love, She Loves You, All My Loving, and I Want to Hold Your Hand. Has been sold. It sold for $2.2 million. Guess who bought it?
Nicolas Cage.
Indy's own Willy fucking Wonka, Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, who I believe also bought Eric Clapton's Brownie guitar, and he buys just weird shit because he thinks he's Willy Wonka.
I saw a story about...
And we're paying for that goddamn stadium.
And pain pills are bad.
There was a story that some guy bought all of Jeff Hanneman's old guitars.
Oh, really? The
guitarist that died from Slayer.
Yeah.
Bought all of his guitars, and now he wants to record an album with him.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know who it was.
I hope he does covers of, like, children's songs and stuff.
Mermaid Derby. Oh. Your song of the week this week. I wanted to pick a song because of... some things we'll get into after the break, but here is War with Why Can't We Be Friends?
Bye. color of your skin don't matter to me.
And we're back. Instead of plugs this week, I'm just going to go ahead and talk. Please go and listen and subscribe to Shining Wizards, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Neckbreaker, Midnight Jury. There's a bunch of others. Dark Angels, Pretty Freaks. A bunch of shows that always support us, and we support them. Next week, the plugs will be back normally, hopefully.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Which do you want to do first, top 10 or fan cast?
Which one do you want to do, Timmy?
I don't care. My top 10's always on top.
All right, top 10 then. These are our top 10 favorite movie quotes, lines, or speeches from movies.
My top 10's better than yours, though.
Okay.
All right, start us off with your number 10 there, Mr. Short.
My number 10. Well, if you want to see me jack off, it's 10. But if you just want to look at it, it's only 5.
God damn.
Yep.
Said by Mark Wahlberg. Boogie Nights.
I knew there'd be a Wahlberg somewhere. I didn't know it was going to be that one. Vince.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Do you, punk? Nice. Awesome.
That's good.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of gum.
And I'm all out of bubble gum. The hot rod and they live. Number 9.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I use that one in real life more than I should.
I hate you. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Look at you, Kaiser Soze.
Kevin Spacey, Usual Suspects. Number 8.
My number 8 is Bill Pullman's Independence Day pep talk right before they go out.
That fucking speech is great. Yes, love it. Vince?
Say hello to my little friend.
Also said more than I would like to admit in real life.
I say it to my wife every night.
My number 8. This job would be great if it wasn't for the fucking customers. Randall and Clerks.
Oh, I've said that quote way more than I should.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 7.
I wrote that song for you. I'm going to sing it at your funeral. Said by Harry Heck in The Punisher.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Classic Arnold.
Yeah.
My number 7. This is my boomstick. Ash from Army
God
of
damn
Darkness.
It. I didn't have any Army of Darkness quotes on
I
here.
I had to throw one in there. Number seven. No, number six.
Six.
I don't believe that man's ever been to medical school. Said by Buzz Lightyear.
Hi, everybody.
Soylent Green is people.
Is people. What's a Nubian?
You fucker.
Is it yours?
No.
Oh, I love that quote.
God, I love that. Shut the fuck up.
I said it at the mall one time.
What's a Nubian? Bitch, you almost made me laugh.
That's right. Number five.
Hey, wait, it's not the end. He's been reincarnated as a tricycle.
From rubber, yes. Oh, God damn.
Yo, Adrian.
That's
it.
My number five. Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again. Ever. Michael Tofredo in Godfather. Love that. Number four.
Let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude, so that's what you call me. You know, or his dudeness, or Duder,
or El Duderino.
El Duderino,
the whole brevity thing.
If you're into the whole brevity thing.
Fantastic.
Yes, yes. Vince, you're number four.
Attica! Attica! Dog Day Afternoon.
You had a Pacino, too.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
My number four, The Prayer from Boondock Saints.
A fucking A.
That's good.
Yep. Number three.
Do you like Phil Collins?
I figured that would be Vince's number one.
No, what do you think about it?
I didn't write the whole thing.
No.
Cinderella story. Out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper. Hold on. Now, about to become Master Champion. It looks like I'm here. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
Phil Murray. I love Caddyshack so much. My number three. Never compromise, not even in the face of Armageddon, Rorschach, and Watchmen.
That's beautiful.
Yep. Number two.
They'll never take our freedom speech from Braveheart.
Yep.
Go ahead, make my day.
Again, another Jew quote. All right.
Yeah. Whatever.
My number two, another Pacino. This is from Any Given Sunday. This is his Game of Inches and life speech. So, number one.
You died on a Saturday morning. That speech from Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Jenny.
I cry every time that's on.
I know. It's hard not to.
God damn it.
He's so smart, Jenny.
That's why I lose it right there. I lose it right fucking there.
Kid not weak on like daddy.
Just quit. Don't look at me.
He don't have the AIDS like you either.
He didn't fuck everything that moves. Some things that didn't move. Louis?
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Absolutely. My number one is the Rocky speech from Rocky Balboa. The world ain't all sunshines and rainbows. Where he's talking to his son. Great speech. Honorable mention. I was born a poor black child.
I didn't even think about that.
I thought about the speech from King... was it Henry the... Which one was
Henry
it?
Henry the Fifth?
No, yeah, maybe it was.
Or
yeah,
King Lear.
No, it was Henry the Fifth, I think, with Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah.
The St. Crispin's Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so many movie quotes, and I'm sure everybody has their own. You know, we didn't throw in any Star Wars, I noticed. You know, do or do not, there is no try.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Clerks, there's a ton. I mean,
yeah, but
would you like some making fuck? Berserker. I mean,
did he just say "Megan Fuck"?
Yeah. 37.
That's not metal.
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks in a row.
I mean, there's some movies we could just go and do the whole thing.
Hey, try to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot. Hey, you, come back here.
I'm number 37.
I'm number 36. 37. I'm 37.
Our fan casting this week, the Mel Brooks classic, Young Frankenstein. Your character list, Dr. Frankenstein, the monster, Igor, Elizabeth, Frau Buchler, Inga, Inspector Kemp, Herr Falkstein, sorry, the sadistic jailer, and the village elder.
I tried to go as Jewish as I could with this.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't think I have a Jew at all.
I need a Jew.
All right. Where would you like to start?
The top.
Well, the top. Okay. So that narrows it down to...
Is Victor Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Yes.
My Dr. Frankenstein. I got Martin Short.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's hard to replace Gene Wilder.
Yeah,
it was. Because I had Paul Rudd.
I can see that.
I can see it, too, if he's got the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went with Tom Hanks.
You do that.
Yeah.
Because it's been a long time since he's done comedy. But I think Tom Hanks pulled it off. But, man, I think...
Bachelor Party 3.
And hookers and fire trucks and all the stuff that makes life worth living for. That's right. Honorable mention in the top 10 list. The monster. Who is your monster?
Mark Wahlberg.
Not till later.
His penis.
Brendan Mulal.
Okay.
B-R-E.
No, Brandon.
Brandon.
M-O-L.
Oh.
From Gangster Squad.
He's a monster.
That's a big dude, yeah. Okay. That works.
All right.
What else has he been in? Longest Yard, Dodgeball. Okay.
You ready for mine?
I guess.
V-I-N. D-I.
Vin Diesel. You know what? I can see that.
I can too. I wanted a big, stupid motherfucker, and I thought, Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, man. I went with Neil Flynn, the dad from The Middle or the janitor from Scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
I think he could pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Igor, sorry.
Rowan Atkinson.
That's fantastic.
DJ Qualls.
Another good one. I went with Matthew Gray Grubler. Criminal Minds. He's the
young kid.
The young kid.
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Leslie Mann.
Yeah. Knocked Up. She's also been in 40-Year-Old Virgin. Yeah, that's a good pick. I like that.
Alexandra Daddario.
Vince's go-to casting. And mine.
Stop it, darling.
I went with Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, yeah. That's good, too.
Yeah. I have a thing to show you later.
Ass to ass?
No, the new scene where she's wiping something off of her face. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Frau Buchler.
Frau Blucher.
Luca.
Jane Lynch.
Oh, that's good. I can see that.
Claudia Black. From Farscape.
Yes.
She was Aaron's son.
I went old. Betty White. Yeah. She can do comedy.
She can. And nobody wants to fuck her.
And nobody wants to fuck her. Which takes us to Inga.
Kristen Bell.
Oh, yes. Yes, I like the Kristen Bell.
Don't hurt me. Taylor Swift.
I
needed a blonde, Aryan-looking woman.
Yeah.
I thought, Taylor Swift is Aryan.
Yeah. I didn't go completely Aryan, but I did go white. Imagine that. I went with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah.
I
like it.
I do, too. Inspector Kemp. Exactly.
Ty Burrell.
The dad from Modern Family. That works.
Seth MacFarlane. Put him in a big mustache.
Yeah.
With a German accent.
Piggybacking off your Martin Short, I went with Steve Martin.
Oh, that'd be good.
Just because of the Pink Panther movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he plays Clouseau. Herr Buckstein.
Sam Elliott.
Is it German? Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Dude.
Beta. Mm-hmm.
Beta. I had Jürgen Prochnow. Or Prochnow.
I ain't typing
Das Boot.
Name, oh, from Das Boot. Okay. I went with Fassbender. Michael Fassbender. So that takes us to our sadistic jailer.
Mark Wahlberg.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Seth Rogen.
Mark Wahlberg's better.
I think I might have it beat.
Seth Rogen's more Jewish.
I think I got both of them beat. Peter Dinklage.
Midget wins.
Midget wins.
God damn it.
That takes us to our village elder.
Bill Murray.
Gene Wilder.
Oh, that would be a nice touch, yes. I went with Ron Perlman.
That was good too.
Gene Wilder is, of course, you got to throw him in there somehow. So that was our young Frankenstein fan casting. Internet questions this week. This will be fun. Well, we'll start off with the obvious. What happened to the Shining Wizards Network? Well, from what I know, is some things were said between hosts of two different shows, and instead of dragging the rest of the shows into some back and forth thing, they just decided to go ahead and cancel the network. And just that way, everybody's just back on their own. And if you're listening to this, thank you, because I think we just lost most of our downloads. But,
jackasses.
Maybe it will come back. We don't, I mean, we'll see. I don't. But, yeah, that's kind of what happened, is it was somebody criticized something, somebody didn't like it, or...
Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends? Yes. It was a back and forth that... it sucks, because everybody on the network was really cool, especially really cool with us, so...
And we're like the bastards of the network.
Yeah, we really are.
We really don't fit in.
Yeah, and I mean, we're so far away. They're all East Coast, New Jersey, Philly, New York area, and we're, yeah, you know, stuck here.
In the sticks.
In the sticks. And, you know, so we're removed from the situation, but we are affected by the situation, so... That's what happened. Next question. Would you guys either take a bullet or a shot in the mouth for each other if your lives depended on it? Yeah, I probably
no, would. No, I hate these fuckers.
Yeah, I would.
A shot in the mouth?
I would, just because I don't like doing the show by myself.
Just, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Fine.
Whatever.
Just don't get any on my beard.
Those are flavor saver.
What is your favorite guilty pleasure movies? I think we may turn that into a top 10 list.
Oh, yeah.
So, we will
Beaches.
Get back to that. Beaches. I'm just going to do movies that make me cry. what did you guys think about the new Batman Superman trailer, and what will be the better movies between Suicide Squad, Civil War, Star Wars, or Batman Superman? What will be the best?
Oh, Star Wars is going to come out on top just for the numbers.
Yes.
But as far as the writing goes, man, I don't know. I bet Batman versus Superman will probably be the...
I think so.
Best writing.
Yeah, I think writing-wise, acting-wise, man, I think Batman and Superman, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Suicide Squad, from what I've seen, we haven't really seen a lot yet, so, you know, we don't know. It all kind of hinges on the Joker performance.
Yeah.
With Jared Leto, so don't know. Civil War still looks cool, but I mean, when you're going up against Batman and Superman in the same movie, and you add in Wonder Woman,
I'm pretty skeptical about Civil War.
I'm starting to get there myself, but I don't know. Just yeah. I think Batman Star Wars will do the numbers. I think Batman Superman will be the better movie.
It's gonna suck though.
What?
Star Wars.
Okay. In superhero movies, realistic versus fantasy, which is better? Do you like the more grounded superhero movies, or do you want the over-the-top fantastical type of thing.
Depends on who's doing it or who the character is.
I agree with that. Depends on the character and depends on who's directing, writing the whole thing.
Right.
I like my Batman more grounded.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can see, like, Guardians. I love Guardians.
Yeah.
And that was kind of out there, you know, talking raccoon in a tree, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
But I think it just depends on the character. You know, I don't want to see a Punisher movie where he's, you know, like the new Doctor Strange, and, you know, just it wouldn't be right. So it depends on the character and writing. So next question, what is your go-to for music? YouTube, Spotify, or etc.?
I listen to Slacker a lot.
Yeah.
But if I can't find something on Slacker, I'll go to YouTube and find the video.
Yeah, it's usually YouTube for me.
I hate going to YouTube, though.
Vivo.
Yeah, exactly. Or your own personal collection or the radio. Sorry, I didn't read the rest of the question. It's usually personal collection, but if I don't have it, then it's one of those.
Yeah.
What is the oldest music format that you own? Records, cassettes, etc.?
I have a record, but Ben's bought it for me last year.
That's right.
Five records.
I somewhere have 8 tracks. I don't have a player, but I do have 8 tracks somewhere. I believe I have a Charlie Daniels Devil Went Down to Georgia on 8-track. So
I think I have cassette tape somewhere.
Yeah. So I'd say that's probably the oldest.
Ooh. Ooh.
Any thoughts on the Nevada politician posing with their whole family holding or carrying guns for their Christmas card?
Oh, I did not see that.
I will bring this up. Ah, there we are. That is awesome.
I like it.
I like it too.
Wait. Does the child in the front have a...
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. They are all using what is not in a holster. They are using trigger discipline. Finger not on the trigger. If I had a qualm, it would be with the little kid with the gun.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
But, you know, it's...
That's kind of white trash, though. Congratulations, you got a gun.
Yeah.
I carry a gun, but I'm not announcing it to the goddamn world I got one either.
A big difference.
I can understand why they're doing it, too.
Yeah.
What, to piss people off?
Yep.
Yep.
Pretty much. Exactly.
I like pissing people off, but not in my holiday cards. Merry, you know, we're trying to send, you know, peace and goodwill, they got fucking, they're armed to the teeth.
Yeah, so no poop swastikas on your holiday cards?
No.
Okay.
No, just real swastikas.
Just real swastikas, right.
And ovens.
Oh, here we go.
For the turkey.
What do you think about the Stoya James Dean deal? I know you guys have said that you like her. I don't know.
I got ripped apart on Twitter for this.
Yes, you did. Jesus Christ. I don't think Mr. Short knows this story.
No, I don't.
I'll go, Vince, go.
No, you do it.
She's giggling. Stoya, who is an adult film actress.
Okay.
You know her from the internet. Came out and said that her ex-boyfriend, James Dean, also you know him from the internet, raped her. Didn't stop when she said no, and when she used her safe word and all this stuff. So she's calling it rape. He has been dropped by a lot of stuff, including Kink.com dropped him, which was one of his major studios he worked for. Vince, go.
Yeah, she pretty much said, without any type of...
it's an accusation. Yeah, there has been no proof.
No proof.
Nothing.
She didn't.
I don't think he's even being investigated.
Yeah. And then what's funny is that somebody else... What's that chick's name? I can't think of her name.
Joan Angel?
No, the other chick. There's another girl who said he almost raped her. She's like, he almost raped me too. Like, almost? How do you almost get raped? What do you do? Rub your butt or something when he's walking by?
And
then
Vince almost rapes me every day.
I was gonna say
I did. I touched
well, every Sunday.
Well, yeah,
3 times already today.
Exactly. So I don't understand. And the whole fucking thing is just how can you almost rape somebody?
I don't know.
And then the stupid bitch, seriously, like a year ago or a couple of years ago, put on Twitter that if you break their jaw, they won't talk after you rape them. So oh, she's yeah. like,
Stoyan had made rape jokes, right?
I'm like, what?
Right. Yep, yep, yep.
And then some stupid cunt, I think her name is Lori Penny.
Oh, God, here we go.
She said, no means no, no matter how many times you've said yes. And I repeated the quote and said, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. And then some other stupid cunt on there started jumping my shit.
I'm like, I'm so stupid. Glad Vince versus Twitter is back.
I was like, what about all the women in Rotherham that was raped? What about all the women in Mexico who are getting cut up and fucking butchered on the daily? And nobody has, you know, and then she's like, you're just making up random things now. They're flailing. I'm like, what the fuck? You have done lost your goddamn mind. That bitch lost her mind.
Yeah, open your fucking eyes. Everywhere in the world, rape happens every day.
Well, she's from the UK.
Yeah. I mean, in the Middle East, they rape women and nobody says a goddamn word.
Yeah,
about
and they're not porn actors either.
No, just regular people. Just go out and you can rape anybody you want. Nobody will say a fucking word.
Yeah. I'm like, are you serious? And then she said my shit was random and that I was attacking her. And I was flailing doing it or something. And I'm like, did you not pay attention to any of the posts beforehand? And I blocked her because she's batshit crazy.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
I was like, what the fuck? And she's a feminist, too.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, are you talking to me? The thing when Stoya came out about this was how James Dean was brought up as a feminist and she hated seeing him portrayed as such after he did this to her, allegedly, and all this. I'm like, okay, so
you can't joke about it and then it happened and you bitch about it. Well, I guess you can, though.
Well, apparently
so.
But, I mean, basically has ruined his career with no proof or an investigation.
Sure.
Just an allegation has ruined his career. So okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next three all tie together. Thoughts on California gun control? Are all terrorists really Muslim? And thoughts on the shooting in California?
What shooting? Have you seen the bodies?
No.
Has the funeral been planned for any of these people?
I think one. They announced one funeral.
Did you see CNN?
That is, I have it right there, where MSNBC and CNN were heavily criticized on social media on Friday as they showed live footage inside the apartment of the shooters. The landlord busted the door open and let, and you just see news reporters and cameras.
They didn't let the cops in.
That's my point.
False flag. It was fake as fuck. If it actually would have happened, there would have been police tape everywhere. The police would have shut that down. I mean, they were touching shit without gloves, for Christ's sake.
FBI came out and said they had already released the scene.
No, like, but I'm like, there's no way.
There's no way you're doing a terrorism investigation, which is what this is being called.
Yeah.
Because she pledged ISIS on Facebook while they were doing the attack. You don't drop a terrorism scene 24, 48 hours after the fact. No.
They leave them taped up for like weeks.
Months.
Yeah, weeks, yeah. Months. Yeah.
Yeah, so all types of shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. The people that were shot, if Vince, you know, if they're real, then that's fucking horrible. And His Holiness the Obama will talk to us tonight at 8 o'clock on all the major networks and
confiscate our guns.
And yeah, because guns are bad.
Martial law will be declared.
So, what are your thoughts on California gun control, which has the strictest, you know?
You just go to the next state and buy them.
Well, that's, and everybody's like, well, the guns were illegal that they got.
They were illegal? Oh.
You're telling me a criminal
illegally got guns?
Did something illegal?
Fuck. They figured it out.
Holy shit, now water's going to be wet.
You can't argue with them, though.
Oh, no. But, yeah, terrible if it's real, but something seems really funny, especially with the whole news reporters in the apartment thing after the FBI said they released the scene.
Yeah.
So that strikes me as really, really odd.
It's never happened like that before.
I've never heard of it like that. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, and then they, I read last night, they had, the police or the FBI had released an email a couple days before that happened that there was going to be active shooter training.
Right.
In or around the vicinity. And so the colleges knew about it. There was other things that other entities that knew about it. And in fact, there were people in the building that knew that there was going to be active shooter training. And they thought it was just part of the training.
Well, they said there was police training nearby.
Right.
Right as the shooting had happened. So a lot of stuff does not add up.
Fucking shenanigans, man.
I'm leaning that way.
I mean, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but I've never
since
heard
when?
It. Well, it's weird to me that they let the goddamn news into
a
crime
that's
scene.
That's my big problem is that. Yeah.
I don't... Why would they do that if they... I just...
Even if they solve the crime, they leave it taped up just to go through it over and over.
They box everything up.
Yeah,
it's evidence.
Yeah, they take everything out and
something's
wrong.
They completely clean the apartment out.
Yeah, something's not right with that. And if, let's say, the FBI hadn't released the scene and the landlord did this and all those reporters and everything,
sure,
file charges on every damn one of them.
Yeah.
Contamination of a crime scene.
But I haven't heard anything on the news that they fucked it up.
Obstruction of justice. I haven't either. I think that's the problem. We haven't heard anything on the news.
So. What, they did something wrong?
Yeah. Oh, our next thing. Did you guys see this? This is another thing I was sent. I don't have it up there. A federal criminal complaint said that Jabari R. Dean threatened on social media website to kill 16 white male students or staff at the University of Chicago.
I saw it.
This was in retaliation to the shooting by police in Chicago where they shot the kid 16 times. However, U.S. Magistrate Judge Susan Cox has allowed him to attend class.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Dean was given permission to return to the campus under the justification that he had no weapons with him to carry out such a planned attack. Bill Burton, spokesman for the university at Chicago, declined to comment on whether the university would allow Dean to return or what disciplinary action he would face. So a black shooter says he's going to... It says they're going to show up on campus.
Kill people.
You know, they arrest him for making the charge, for the threat. And the judge says, well, you can go back to class there. That's fine. You don't have any weapons on you. Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
it's going to be a cold winter. In hell.
In hell. Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
That's beyond fucking stupid.
That's a little... hypocritical.
You think?
Yeah. As former Walmart employees, I thought you guys would get a kick out of this, and I was brought to my attention.
Ooh.
A homeless couple had been living in the lap of luxury above a Tennessee Walmart for years, apparently.
Oh, my God.
The homeless man, 48-year-old Wilbert Thomas, admitted to police that he and his girlfriend, 54-year-old Ingrid Malone, had been living above the store for over 2 years. What they did to the attic baffled police and store employees. In the attic, we recovered 2 pounds of meth they had somehow produced on a hot plate. Lost my spot.
We never had an attic.
That I'm going to get to
that. We did it at the old store.
Produced on a hot plate, they also managed to get food, drinks, mini refrigerator, big screen TV, surround sound system, bedroom set, hangers, clothes. I mean, if Walmart sells it, they had it. These people were living good. They even managed to splice into the satellite TV wire and ordered NFL Sunday ticket.
How long were they living up there for?
Over 2 years.
We had a kind of an attic at the old store, but there was people up there all the time.
Yeah. The couple was discovered when employees in the break room heard banging from above. Apparently, the couple was having sex when the new headboard of their queen-size bed, which they also took from the store, was banging against one of the attic dividers. During his confession, he also admitted to stealing KY jelly, yours and mine, which he says screwed up everything and got us busted.
That's disgusting.
So an attic above the Walmart, these two. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Brilliant. Living in a goddamn Walmart, just like that episode of Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes.
Where the guy was living in between the two.
The bins. Yes.
Fucking A.
Would you ever live in a Walmart?
Yeah, they're doing it for free shit?
Yeah, NFL Sunday ticket.
Fucking A. I don't think
all you had to do was be quiet.
Yeah, and you and they
the
weren't.
KY jelly fucked you up. And just, oh my god, you imagine them.
What was that movie in the '80s where that lady was living in Walmart?
Wasn't there one with Natalie Portman? She did that too, or I think I'm
where the heart is.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew that.
I know. Shut up.
Guilty pleasure movie.
No, I hate that fucking movie.
I hated it too.
But
wow.
Yeah. So crazy meth heads in Tennessee. They're living above the Walmart,
and for 2 years, and nobody knew.
Nobody knew. That's brilliant. In a terrifying way, but still brilliant.
Could you? I couldn't imagine. Rent-free.
Yeah.
There was a place in a Walmart where nobody went ever for 2 years.
Somehow up in the attic. Now you know why all the Walmarts are open air all the way up to the top of the roof, so.
You know what? If they actually would have worked for a living,
yeah,
they could have saved a hell of a lot of money.
Yep.
Well, there are some parts in the Walmarts that are kind of...
How did they not get seen on security footage? Unless their security guy was like fucking K-Rex and just...
I guess there could be an attic somewhere in the Walmart.
Not in the one...
Not in the one we have, but...
Are you sure? It wasn't like above, up front?
I don't remember there ever... Well, I don't think it'd be like an official attic.
No.
But you could get...
You could do something up there, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's it for this week's show. We are now on the Satchel app for Android listeners.
Satchel.
Yeah. Satchel. It's a podcast playing app. You can go in there and find our show.
Place where I keep my nuts.
Yep.
I keep mine in my scrotum.
They will also be releasing a version for Apple shortly. So for now it's on Android, but, please rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. Please
download it through Satchel, you fuckers.
Especially now since the network has gone away. We need more listeners and spreading of the show more than ever.
We love you despite what Vince says to you.
That's true. We do have an email if you would like to yell at Vince, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com.
Please don't yell at me. I might cry.
Unless you're a feminist
on Twitter. And yell at him.
Yeah, get Jesus him on Twitter. Christ. We are on the Twitter machine @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo,
@fetalbliss.
We are on Facebook, official Inconclusive Breakdown podcast group and page. I think that's it.
I got nothing.
Still waiting to hear when Google's going to launch their podcast store. So I think that's it. We good, gentlemen?
I'm good.
All right.
I'm going to go back to sleep.
You're going to go back to sleep?
Yeah, since you've added so much to the show.
Dude.
That's all he... tired man.
I'm going to go take a bath.
He's going to sleep in bathtub.
You want to come to my house so we take a bath?
No, I don't want to take a bath in your garden tub.
He knew where it was going to be.
It's a kiddie pool with a hose. Shut up. It's fancy.
You're a son of a bitch, you know that?
All right.
Don't touch my satchel.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will talk to everybody next week. Satchel.